This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back. We're visiting with Raphael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. Raphael, if you don't mind, let's pivot to another topic because that one's got my blood pressure boiling.
I apologize for that.
You can't make this stuff up. Linnell Reynolds, this is that escapee who received 5 years after nearly completing juvenile life for shooting and paralyzing a victim. Tell us about this case.
Okay, so we've talked about this case before, and it's been covered extensively in the media. So in 2019, Lionel Reynolds, as a 13-year-old, committed an armed robbery. During the course of that robbery, he shot Darrell Scott, and Mr. Scott is now paralyzed from the waist down. And Reynolds pled guilty, was sentenced to juvenile life, and the victims in this case, the victim and his grandmother, agreed to allow him to be incarcerated in Bridge City so he could be closer to his family. He promptly escaped from Bridge City, and then he was put in another facility. After a couple of years, he was put in a step-down facility, and he walked away from that and escaped. So fast forward to last September, there was a hearing conducted in juvenile court in which Scott was being promoted to a step-down facility in Calcasieu Parish. The Office of Juvenile Justice came to court and said that they believed that he was ready for this step-down facility, despite the fact that he had been escaped from two prior facilities, despite the fact that he had a number of disciplinary matters as a juvenile in various facilities, and despite the objections of the victim and the victim's family, and over the objections of the New Orleans District Attorney's Office, the judge nonetheless agreed with OJJ and allowed him to be transferred to Calcasieu. And he promptly walked away from that step-down facility. And he was aided by a school teacher that drove him from Lake Charles to San Antonio, Texas. The marshals found him after 3 weeks. And now he is serving the rest of his juvenile life sentence. And he was charged as an adult in Lake Charles for escape. And his school teacher was charged by the New Orleans District Attorney's Office and the Lake Charles District Attorney's Office. Found out this morning that the New Orleans District Attorney's Office is going to dismiss its case against the school teacher, that aided him in his escape, and going to allow the Lake Charles District Attorney's Office to move forward with the prosecution, because Reynolds received a five-year consecutive sentence. So he'll finish his juvenile life, which is age 21. He's age 19 right now. And then he'll start his five-year sentence for escape. And now the district attorney's office in New Orleans is agreeing that the Lake Charles district attorney's office should move forward with the prosecution of the school teacher that aided and abetted him in escaping from that Lake Charles facility. So we'll keep an eye on what happens with her case, but this is yet another example of how the system has failed not just the public, but also the offenders. This 19-year-old, Lionel Reynolds, was a poor risk, and that would have been proven by his two prior escapes. To put him in a step-down facility and for the state to advocate for him to step into that and the judge to agree with it over the objections of the prosecution and the victims and ignoring his escape histories, this is just another example of how the system is broken and doesn't work.
And, of course, we feel much better about our educational system knowing that a teacher lacks the judgment necessary to decide that he or she is, it's a good decision to go help somebody escape and hide them in the state of Texas. I don't know about you, but I feel a lot better about the educational system, that this is the judgment that is being exercised by our teachers.
I think that the penalties that Lionel Reynolds got is a good indication that maybe the Lake Charles criminal justice system may not be as forgiving as maybe some components of the New Orleans system is.
Well, let's hope not. Let's hope that the message is sent that this is not a good idea, and you may want to think twice as a teacher before you start helping your former students escape from custody. Just a wild guess, but that's just me.
Yeah.
And let's finish up with a reminder that you will have your MCC's annual awards launching on Thursday, November 7th at the Sheraton New Orleans Hotel. And Governor Jeff Landry, Jefferson Parish Sheriff Joe LoPinto, Orleans DA Jason Williams, and FBI New Orleans Special Agent in Charge Lionel Myrtle will be the folks, the keynote speakers for that event. And we will be broadcasting live from that event as well. Looking forward to that. So let's not forget that. Rafi, as always, we appreciate the accommodation. We know you're busy and working around our schedule. So thank you very much and have a great weekend. Hey, I got to ask you, you a Swiftie fan? Yeah. Are you going to the concert?
No, I didn't get a ticket, unfortunately. I'll be watching the LSU game this week.
There you go.
And the Saints. There you go.
Yeah. Rafi Gorinacci, thank you so much. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.